Mishnah Yom is for Shabbos Kodesh, the 12th day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masachta Yevamos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalad. Bas Yisrael Mereses Lakoyin. If you have a girl who comes from Yisrael family, but she's had Kiddushin from a Kohen. Now remember, in those days, Kiddushin was done quite a long time before the marriage and taking her into his house. So, she's only had Kiddushin at this stage from a Kohen, or she's Mubaris Mekohen. Let's say she's pregnant from a Kohen, but her husband, the Kohen's not alive, but she's got the Uber inside her. Or she's Shomeris Yovam Lakohen. Maybe her husband, who was a Kohen, died without children, and she's waiting for the brother-in-law to do the mitzvah of Yibum to marry her, the liberate marriage. Or v'chein bas kohen l'Yisrael. Or she was a bas kohen, but now she's been engaged, or not engaged, she's had kiddushin from Yisrael. Or she's pregnant from Yisrael. Or she's a shemeres Yibum waiting for Yisrael to do the Yibum, even though she's a bas kohen. In all these cases, lo toichal b'truma, she cannot eat truma. And this is in line with what we said earlier on in this Masechta, that an Uber, just having pregnancy, just having a pregnant Kohen in you, or Yovam, a brother-in-law is a Kohen, or Erusin, just having Kiddushin from a Kohen, all of these will not help to allow her to eat. Poislin v'lemachalin, they will passel, if in the case it's all from Yisrael, if the Uber is from Yisrael, or the Yovam is Yisrael, and they won't allow her to eat if they're a kohen. Bas Yisrael Moireses LaLevi. Bas Yisrael, who has had kiddushin from a Levi, so she's officially married to a Levi, but they're not living together yet, obviously. Or she's Mubaris Melevi. She's pregnant from a Levi. And the Levi died, for example. Shemeres Yavam LaLevi. Or she's waiting for a Levi to perform the mitzvah of levirate marriage. V'chein bas levi m'Yisrael, or she's a bas levi, which means she's always eaten ma'aser all her life, but now she's got married to Yisrael, had kiddushin from Yisrael. Or a bas levi who is meresesly Yisrael, or moberes from Yisrael, she's pregnant Yisrael, or she's meresesly Yavam Yisrael. So in the last case, Mishnah means all three cases, but this time Yisrael. In all these cases, lo toichal b'ma'aser, she cannot eat Maaser Rishon we're talking about. Maaser Rishon is something that the Levi eats. Now, the Gemara explains that this mission is like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Rishon is forbidden if you're not a Levi. It's something that only a Levi can have. He learns it because the Torah calls it Maaser. Maaser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem truma. So he says that there's a comparison made, hekesh, of Maaser to truma. Just like truma is forbidden for a non-kohen, so also Maaser Rishon is forbidden for a non-Levi. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like the Chachamim, who hold that Maaser Rishon is permitted for non-Levim. But there's a hekesh made to Truma, there's a comparison made to Truma. Why don't we say just like Truma is also for a non-Kohenim, so Maaser is also for a non-Levi? They learn differently. They say that what the Torah is making comparison is to tell you that just like Truma is tevelis, which means as long as truma hasn't been taken from the grain, it's forbidden. It's called tevel. Chas v'shalom, person is chayv misa b'de shemaim, heaven, death in heaven is heaven if he eats it. So too, maaser rishon will be tevel, which means that after you've taken the truma, after the farmer's taken truma, separated it, as long as he hasn't separated maaser, it's still called tevel. But it's not making the hekesh that you can't eat it if you're not a Levi. And therefore the chacham hold that anybody can eat maaser rishon. Once it's given to the Levi can share it with the Israelim at his table, Gesundheit. So this last case that we just mentioned about a Bas Yisrael being married or having Kiddushin from a Levi, but he can't eat Truma, that's not the halacha. The halacha is that she can, even a non-Levi can eat Maaser. Bas Levi Moireses Lakoyim. What happens if you have a daughter of a Levi? She's now had kiddushin from a kohen. Her kohen, of course, is eating truma. I'm embarrassed, me kohen, or she is pregnant from a kohen. I shemeres yavim la kohen, or she's waiting for a kohen who is the brother of her husband who was a kohen to perform the levirate marriage. The chen bas kohen la levi. If a bas kohen gets engaged to a Levi, or is not engaged, has kiddushin from a Levi, or is pregnant from a Levi, or is Shemeres Yavam waiting for a Levi, the brother of her husband, to perform the levirate marriage. In all these cases, lo toicha lo b'truma v'lo maaser, she cannot have truma or maaser as well. Now, the Gemara explains that what our Mishnah means here is that we don't give her truma or maaser in the granaries, not to the bas kohen, not to the bas levi. And the reason is, we are worried that she might give the truma, if you do this, you might give it to the truma to the bas Yisrael who's divorced from a kohen. Or maaserishin to a bas Yisrael who's been divorced from a levi. Again, following the Rabbi Meir's opinion that a non-levi can't have maaser. Because people will not know that it's only because of a husband that they're giving her before, or that they used to be giving her. And people won't make the distinction. They'll say, oh, you know, we always used to give to this lady, so we'll keep on giving it to her, not realizing that last year she was married to a kohen, now she's not. Last year she was married to a levi, now she's not. So people may not know that, and for that reason, they don't give it out in the threshing sheds. Now the truth is that it's not just if they've only had kiddushin. The truth is that you don't give it out in the granaries in the Beis Agronos, even if they're nesuos, even if they're completely married by the kohen. Or in the case of a levi, they're completely married to the levi. They've already had chuppah and they've lived together. But they come now to the granaries, you won't give them maaserishin. If they're even married to the kohen and they've had bia, they've had chuppah, you won't give it to Mrs. Cohen as well in the granaries, because of this mistake that people could make. Maybe they'll be divorced next year, etc. You don't give it out. So why does the Mishnah only mention moiraseh if they've just had kiddushin? So the truth is that it says this because of the Reisha. In the Reisha of the Mishnah, that when we said that a woman who has only kiddushin from a kohen can't eat truma, that's only because it's kiddushin. If they're living together, if they already had chuppah, then she can. Of course she can eat truma, as we'll soon see in the next Mishnah. But, and that's why in the Sefer it also says a case of moresis. But the truth is that in the Sefer, because we're talking about giving it out to them in the granaries, that we have to be more strict. And that's even if they're nesuos, even if they're married, and they're not just married, they're living together, they already had a chuppah, then even then, if they come to the granaries and they ask for lutruma, or in the case when they had kiddush, when they're married to a kohen, or they ask for maisa when they're married to a levi, we won't give it to them. So it's more strict. Again, it only says more ireses because of the ratio. The truth is, even if they're nesuin, even if they had marriage, complete marriage with chuppah, they also won't get it. Mishnah Hay. Bas Yisrael shenises l'kohen. If you had a Bas Yisrael who got married to a kohen, now this time it's not just moresis, this time they've had chuppah and they're living together, tochel b'truma, now she can eat truma. She's married to the kohen fully, she is now his kinyan, she's the acquisition of the kohen who has a husband, and therefore she is fully entitled to have truma, as the Torah says, the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasbu yachaboy. When a kohen will acquire someone, and that includes kiddushin, includes getting a marriage, not just kiddushin, they're living together, he can eat it. And the Chachamim did not make any gzera, that's fine. It's only when she just said kiddushin that the Chacham didn't want to do it, didn't want her to eat, because she might take it to her family. She's still living at home. Mace. What happens if her husband, who's a kohen, dies? V'lohe men a ben. But she has a child, she has a son from him, a child. Child could be a daughter, could be a son. Tochel b'truma. She can still eat truma. As the Torah says, V'ilid beis ahem yochelu b'lachmo. And they said not only yochlu but yachilu, the child can make his mother eat truma if that child is born and is from a kohen. Now, what happens if this woman was eating truma because she was married to a kohen, husband died, she can still eat truma because of the child, but then she gets married to a levi, nisus levi. This widow gets married to a levi. Tochel b'maaser, she's allowed to eat maaserishin because she's now married to a levi. But she loses the right to eat truma. Even though her son from the first marriage, from the kohen, is alive, doesn't matter. She's now called Zora. She's now foreign to the truma because she's now acquired by a levi. She's entitled to Maaser like a Levi, but not Truma, despite the fact that she still got a child from the first husband. She still got a Kohen as a child. Again, this is like her opinion of Rabbi Meir. We'll soon see that this is like Rabbi Meir, because our mission is going to soon say when she can't eat Maaser. Mace, what happens if her husband, a Levi, that was a Levi, died? V'lohem en ben, and now she's got a child also from the Levi in this new second marriage. Tochel b'maaser, she can eat Maaser Rishon, because the son is alive that she has from a Levi. But again, she cannot eat Truma, even though that child of a Kohen is still alive, because her most recent marriage has been to a Levi, and the child of the Levi is still alive, so that renders her unfit from Truma. Of course, she can eat, what's his name? She can eat Maaser Rishon. Nises l'Yisrael. Now this woman has a third marriage. She gets married to a Yisrael, who, of course, cannot eat Truma, but also, according to Rabbi Meir, cannot eat Maaser Rishon. So the Mishnah says, now in her third marriage, she's gone down a step. She's gone married only to a Yisrael, so she loses the rights to Truma, and because she's now a Zorah compared to a Kohen now, she's a foreign to a Kohana, and she cannot have Maaser Rishon either, because this Mishnah goes, like Rabbi Meir, that Maaser Rishon is also to a Yisrael and someone who's married to a Yisrael. Mace. What happens if the third husband dies, the Yisrael husband, and leaves her a child, and she's got a child from him? She still cannot truma, and she still cannot eat Maaser, because her zera, her seed, her child from a Yisrael, renders her unfit from truma and Maaserishon. Even though she has the boy from a Kohen still alive, and the boy or girl from the Levi still alive. Doesn't matter, because she's got that Yisrael child that renders her unfit from all these extras from Truma and Maaser Rishon. What happens Meis Benom Yisrael? Her son that she had from the Yisrael died. So now she's got no husband of Yisrael, no child that's Yisrael, but she has a child from the Levi, Tochel B'Maaser. She can eat Maaser Rishon. Why? Because her seed, her child from the Levi is alive, and that child will allow her to eat, makes her eat. Meis benom mi Levi. What happens if she loses the child that she had from the Levi? So now she's only got the child from the first marriage, which is the Kohen. Good. Tochel b'truma. She now goes back to eating truma. Can't eat Maaser Rishon, as we hold like Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. That's not the halacha, but Rabbi Meir holds that. But she can eat truma. Meis benom mi Kohen, if she loses the child from the Kohen as well, so she's lost the Levi child, the Yisrael child, she's lost even now the Kohen's child that she had from the Kohen. Loi toichal leba truma leba maaser. She cannot eat truma. She's got no connection to the kahuna anymore. Her husband who was a Kohen is not alive. Her child that was a Kohen is not alive. And she cannot have Maaser Rishon as well, because she's got no connection to the Leviah, because her husband who was a Levi died and the child that she had from him died. And again, this Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, who holds that Maaser Rishon is forbidden for Yisrael, only for a Levi is allowed to eat it. Halacha, again, is not like this, not like Rabbi Meir. The halacha is that anybody can eat Maaser Rishon. If a Levi so much wants to give it to anybody, he can give it to anybody he wants.